Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight.
Welcome back. It's Christmas Day, 2017. Walking this is the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. This is our Christmas Day program, 21st consecutive live Christmas program. And I'm glad you're here. We're talking with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Seyfarth Shaw, is that the law firm?
That is the law firm. That is where I'm a senior partner, and we had a good 2017, and we're hoping all of our clients have a great 2018.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 19 years. He'll be celebrating later next year. Author of 20-something books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. I'm pretty sure we've launched 23 of the 28, over the years, which we're happy about. Andrew, we're talking about leadership. We're talking about politics. We're talking about how do we get back. When I say how do we get back, I don't want people to think that I'm Pollyanna, that I'm imagining some utopia where we all are singing Kumbaya and everything. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not trying to get us back there, because you and I both know that the founders were pretty rough on each other. The guys who invented this government, who wrote the red letter secular scripture we call a constitution, they were pretty rough on each other. Adams and Jefferson especially. And hell, Burr shot Hamilton.
But at the end of the day, there was a core level of respect and mutuality,
and
understanding towards goals, and they were basic human beings capable of extraordinary things,
and being devoted to doing the right thing.
Correct.
Even if it wasn't politically the right thing, they felt a leadership responsibility to the country, and this is what bothers me when we have a. When we have a government that in 1 year can't make a law that would bring Republicans in, the Obamacare thing, and then a few years later we have a government that can't bring the Democrats in, I'm talking about the tax bill, when we have that kind of thing where it's totally partisan in both cases, then what you wind up with is not only acrimony, Andrew, but you wind up with failure.
Well, we have too many.
Obamacare is a failure, because it was not, and in my opinion, because it was not bipartisan. I fear the same thing for the tax bill.
But you get too many people putting their own interests first. You said at the end of your last segment that the greatest love in the world is when you put
Agape.
Other people that you don't even know ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
I watched a segment early this morning on J.J. Watt. Raising $37 million to help Hurricane Harvey victims in Houston. You know, it's not like he personally knew all the people
right.
that $37 million benefited from. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, here's a guy that used, I mean, he's not a household name celebrity, but he has some amount of power.
In that region, he does.
For the benefit of others, and that's
in
what
the Oklahoma, Texas
for.
Area. He's well known, I'll tell you that.
Well, of course, but I'm saying it's not. You know, the point is we have empowered people to serve us. And instead of serving us, they're serving themselves. And now with some of the sexual harassment allegations, they're not only serving themselves, but they're being the model of a disrespectful citizen.
Well, and I'll tell you something
else. 535 of them, 535 to represent 330 million people. And they can't follow a basic standard of respecting a woman in a room,
but Andrew is another thing.
I mean,
it seems like they are they're willing to even be more blatant about it than ever before. So I come back to de Tocqueville though. Why don't you know if I mean we need to prove de Tocqueville we need to make de Tocqueville's a prophecy that we get the government we deserve. We need to make that. Turn into something more positive, don't we? More. I mean, we need to be more informed, maybe when we become voters, and And but aren't we going to have to become less ideological ourselves?
Well, I think we're going to have to focus on principles that are not uniquely Democratic or Republican, but principles that bring us together as a nation, bring us together as people, bring us together in communities. I mean, the reason I bring up the J.J. Watt example is the thing we seem to be really good at is pulling together after a natural disaster. You look at Katrina, you look at Houston and Florida and all the affected areas, you know, only when, you know, we're hit with a big smack in the face by Mother Nature.
But even some of those institutions have taken a hit.
Irregardless of race, irregardless of religion, irregardless of gender, you know, we seem to pull together. But it shouldn't take an act of Mother Nature to get us focused on that attitude. You asked me in the previous segment, what's it going to take? We almost have to be in a Hurricane Harvey mindset all the time. That helping each other and focusing on strengthening our communities and our families is a good thing for the country, no matter what my religion may be, no matter what my race may be, no matter what political party I may ascribe to. And we've lost our ability to do that. There's too many excuses for saying, oh, that guy Jim, he's different from me, and here's how.
You know, I'm gonna say something that's going to seem a little I felt like Barack Obama missed an opportunity to bring this country together during his 8 years. I felt like he failed in that way. I think everybody listening to my show knows that I admire a lot about what Trump has accomplished. I'm not necessarily that big of a fan of his, but I admire what he's done. But I think he could become a uniter eventually.
Well, I have a thought on that after.
And I'm gonna let you after the break. I'm gonna let you bring it up. And I'm also gonna get Andrew to give us a report on how he thinks 2018 is looking. It's Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Andrew Sherman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.